So what's going on? What's on your mind?
I thought we just kind of like, we thought we could just kind of recap what we did last year and, you know, hitting goals. And then, you know, any recommendations you have for this year going into the new year, in regards to that. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, one of the things is, I wrote down here, accountability coach. I mean, one of the things that you can use me for is the ability to hold you accountable for whatever it is that you choose to set for goals. So, yeah. I mean, that's just obvious with any kind of personal trainer or coach or anything.
Okay.
That's the most obvious and easiest thing. That way you set the goals. I just show up.
Yeah. No, that's great.
But, you know, I'm happy to, share ideas and do whatever else I can do to, enhance the team.
Great.
You're kind of a big enough team now. You can really, you know, get into accountability for roles and responsibilities and, you know, have more, structure along the lines of the 5-star model too. You might, you know, consider that. As a direction you want to go now that these young people are maturing and becoming responsible partners. So.
Yeah.
Trent, how are you? And nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Doing great.
Good.
We haven't actually seen each other. We haven't been in the office at the same time. So the team, I haven't seen Tyler and Kim. So we're all seeing each other for the first time, I think. So we do phone calls twice a week, but this is the first video call, so it's great to be here. But yeah, as Kim said, we had a great year last year, counterintuitively, with the world turning upside down a year ago, almost exactly, that we grew in assets. We stayed around 190 total households, and we probably mentioned we reached a billion.
Yeah, and congratulations. Yeah.
Some great milestones, and definitely seen the benefit, as we mentioned before, of Tyler helping and taking the load and then beginning to see the benefit of Samantha working with Kim day to day of basically sharing the load and learning at the same time, building connections with clients and building her skills. So the team is functioning at a very high level, and we hit both of our major goals last year from a firm standpoint were the households and assets, and we hit both of those. Our asset goal, as we mentioned before, is somewhat out of our control due to a large cash account that we have at Wesleyan Investment Foundation. But last year that helped us. So that helped us hit our asset goal last year. That could go against us this year. You never know. But the great news is the households have gone really well. So what was our total? We got just over 18 household credits last year, Tyler. Is that right?
Yep, I think that was 18.
And that was the benchmark to get the highest level goal. But at the same time, we didn't take on a bunch of new clients. We were able to offload and partner on a few households and really not take on that many more net households. I believe we've gone from 180 to almost 190 in the past couple of years on total households. But we also have gone from 2 advisors to 4 advisors with, as you mentioned, with Tyler and Samantha coming on. So we're at a great time right now. We just have to keep the momentum, accountability. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And just decide, you know, okay, we had a magic wand and it's the end of 2021. What would that look like?
Right.
What would that look like in terms of the team, the structure, the organization, the goals, you know, every part of what we're doing? How does that look and how do we get there in a proactive way rather than, you know, sometimes we have things come together that we've been working on for years, but we kind of almost shouldn't count those because they, you know, we put in that was the work we put in 2 years ago. So we want to say, okay, what's the work we're going to put in this year? What fields are we going to plant that will come due in a couple of years? And Trent, to your credit, I mean, one of the one of the things that I'm, that's kind of a theme I'm using with my more senior teams is planting those fields. Sometimes you plant fields of corn and wheat and soybeans and they come up every year and they're good and they pay the bills. But sometimes you want to plant trees at, you know, and different kinds of wood and different, you know, hardwoods, and they take years and years. But when you harvest one, you make a lot of money. So that's the idea, particularly in the idea of marketing through use of, community relations, community charities, and your involvement in the community and how that, you know, you're a great chapter, in a book on how to do that. So I don't have, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I think that's a, something that most people really don't understand.
Thank you.
You know, they kind of see it, but they don't believe it. And it happens for other people, but it won't happen for them. You know, that attitude of, you know, it's like with CPAs and attorneys, you know, I have them, but they never give me anything. I'm on these boards, but they never give me anything. So I think you've been able to, through doing it the right way and becoming a leader in the organization, and then people turn to you for advice and leadership. And that's the game. I mean, that's what I teach now because of people like you who have demonstrated how to do it. You know, Rich Searles, you know, just in our local community are particularly good at it, but that's probably a handful, right? It's not everybody. Comments on that from you, Trent?
Well, thanks for saying that, but I give a lot of credit to the team as always that it's all the, I think a lot of what's helped us with the nonprofits has been the implementation side and the service and how well things run from a team standpoint. But that's where a lot of our growth has come from the past couple of years have been nonprofits. So with Kim and Tyler brought in USA Football, it's interesting how the relationships have grown from connectivity. Of going back to that theme of taking better care of our current clients all the time. And it started with the Kiwanis account, and we've had the Wesleyan relationships, but that's really expanded in the past couple of years. And they've asked us, the trust company actually asked our team to become a global institutional consulting, a GIC team for nonprofits and endowments. So anyone that has an over $20 million account would have to partner with us. Within the state of Indiana. There's currently no advisor. There's currently no GIC advisor. So we're trying to hone in more on that. But it's been helpful for me.
Are you designated then?
Not yet. I'm working through the process. It's an arduous process. So, yes. But hopefully that'll be within the next couple of months.
That's great.
Yeah, it reminded me of what you all used to say about the assessment center of how they try to confuse you. It was a really confusing interview. I did a two hour interview, 30 minute back to back, not knowing what to expect. So it was, I didn't make it through the first assessment, quite honestly. I passed two of the modules. I'd have to go back and learn product and risk are the two areas that I have to brush off on and go through it again. So it was impressive to see that they have a pretty tough process in place.
Who were the people assessing you?
They were from Trust Company and Global, the IIC, Institutional Investments and Consulting, which has the GIC designation, Global Institutional Consulting, Cheryl Urban, and some people that we run across from the Trust Company. But I really didn't know who was on the phone, and it wasn't via WebEx. It was an odd scenario. That I couldn't, there were a lot of people on the phone and I didn't know who they were and they didn't really tell me how to prepare. They sent some learning modules. So I think it was kind of it's like a test case of trying to weed out people that don't really want to attain it, possibly through confusion and having to go through a couple of steps.
Yeah,
but we'll get through it. It is that we do have a second shot. So we'll go through that again. And then, so that's one opportunity. And then the second one is we're at least taking a look at the sports and athletic that Kim and Tyler and Samantha have had some success with athletes in the past couple of years. And Merrill has mentioned an athletic designation course, we've heard stories about how athletes, not all athletes are great to work with. But it's a matter of, it can be a high level of hand holding.
A lot of it's, working through their, agents, you know, their agents are, can be, very controlling. And they're, you know, those agencies that they work for. So, a lot of times you don't, it's almost the agent that you work with instead of the athlete. But, you know, a lot of them have taken them in the wrong direction and have hurt them economically. So, you know, I think it's a great thing you're doing. Okay. Well, good.
We actually set forth, though, we had a team assessment at the end of the year and went through a lot of questions and came up with basically our hot and cold list of things we're doing well and then areas for improvement by everyone filling out a survey on the team. And we're really working hard, and we've had a lot of growth. We had a growth in assets and growth in the high net worth households. Client service and connections are really strong. We're getting better planning ahead. We have a much better digital adoption, which improves the efficiency of everyone as far as digital. Areas to improve, our communication is inherently difficult with work from home. So we're hoping to get back in the office as soon as we can. And capacity continues to be an issue as far as just everybody sharing the workload equally. Specifically, Linda and Sherry, they just continually are overworked, it seems. So trying to lighten their load, you mentioned structurally, like where we would want to be by the end of the year, that I think we'd want to have a more equal workload or a better work-life balance for Cheryl, for Sherry and Linda. But the other goals that we set are, so that those were our areas of improvement, communication and capacity. Move beyond anyone being overworked or overburdened. But we set forth about 10 goals for the year related to 9 new household credits, get up to $670 million in fee-based assets. The CAs are building a CA handbook. We're going to incorporate more checklists, client wows. We have 5 more. I won't walk through to bore you with them. But so we have some goals for the year. And part of that is training and growth for everyone on the team, of finding ways for everyone to continue to grow.
The number of households was how many that you need to bring in?
It's 9 credits. And client, Tyler, you take that. What's the, on household?
Yeah, so they give us 2 thresholds. Yep, they give us 2 thresholds. So 9 and we don't get penalized. 18 and we get rewarded. So there's kind of a sweet zone in there where between the, you know, carrot and the whip. So far this year, we're at 5 new households, and the larger the household, the more credit. So you could bring in 1 household, and if it's over 2.5 million, you get 2 credits for it. If it's over 10 million, you get 3 credits for it, and so on. So it's not necessarily we have to bring in 18 new clients. It's, you know, they count them as credits. And I think some of that is one way that we've maneuvered it. I think it's going to be beneficial in the long term. It seems like we really spread through a family tree and done a pretty good job of bringing in, you know, children or just people throughout the family tree, which then makes it, it's not as difficult to service those clients, I think, because it's all kind of integrated within a household. But it's a new client. And so that's been a good way for us to attack that.
So they're actually using their brains.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They adjusted that in a smart way. It's a good move.
It's like, oh, how long did that take?
Exactly.
40 years?
Yeah. 3 to 4 years right in there.
No, 40 years. Yeah. No, we always said, you know, we want lots of new big households, but you should get more credit because they produce more revenues. Mm-hmm. Come on. revenues are the bottom line. That's what everybody's interested in. And you know, you can bring in lots of money market funds and that doesn't do it any good too. So, you know, how much goes into fee-based services? That's really what they're after. Recurring revenues, right? That's the big goal for all of us is recurring revenues. So that we, and one of the big challenges is when, you know, I've said this many times is that when I work with teams that are insurance driven or, you know, they sell a lot of annuities, a lot of the insurance companies, they'll have a small book of business that gives them fee-based services and they'll have the big book of business, which is their life insurance sales. And, what they're really good at is the pipeline. So you want to, you know, and what they don't understand, they want to grow the recurring business, but their skill and time goes into that pipeline for life insurance sales. Mm-hmm. So they want to be like us. And then our firms want to us be more like them because they want to have more of a pipeline, right? They're always bugging you guys to open more relationships. So, they will, and they're, and you know, Tyler and I, we've all spent a lot of time on this, but that's the, you know, if I could merge the two, that's what I would do and that's why you guys are hitting your goals is because you have a pipeline tool and you look at it every day. And, that's the key, I think, to your success in this and reaching your goals. It isn't, you know, magic. It's hard work and focusing on who's in the pipeline, how far are they along, what's it look like. And so, you know, here's what, you know, we've talked about the five-star model. One of the things to do is to spread out the responsibilities for all these goals. Rather than it be, you know, you got them written down, Trent, and you check on everybody. It's best you can delegate, but when the team owns it and they're the ones that are the kind of the champion of it, like you've kind of given growing the number of households to Tyler, that's when that works. So, I would just go back to the five-star model and say, okay, who's the director of planning? Who's the director of implementation, investment process? You know, 24-month calendar, director of implementation, handles all the investments, assets, liability management. They're really the one in charge of making sure the production gets done. And then you create a 24-month calendar and that calendar then is how you drive some of your marketing efforts. And then director of brand management is in charge of the service model and how the service model is enhancing your growth. And that's operations and Supernova service. And then director of marketing is person in charge of growing the team and director of leadership's in charge of growing the teammates. It's really what they're there for, is to grow the teammates so that they can then do their jobs better. So that's kind of the coach for the team is the director of leadership, but they're also in charge of all the goals and they, you know, we talk about having two meetings a week. One is marketing meeting on Monday and then the Friday meeting is about the director's that's called the scoreboard meeting. And the scoreboard meeting is where you know, everybody reports in, how'd we do for the week in my area? And all you do is you take all those goals and assign them. And so you don't need to think about who's going to bring up a goal. You know, you don't need to bring it up anymore. You've been assigned to everybody. They bring it up. And that goal is part of what they own as the director of implementation or brand management or whatever it is. So I would, for example, you're looking to raise productivity of your teammates, right? Because they're overworked. give that to the director of brand management. That's their job to find the time and the allocation of work for that, for all of the support staff. Okay, that's not your job. That's their job. So the question is then, do we have too many clients? And so their recommendation comes back that, you know, we need to allocate these clients more equitably, and we need to get rid of these small clients and reassign them. And then you go, okay, that's your job. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. So, you know, you give them responsibility and accountability, and then hold them, you know, that, and then you celebrate, you know, quarterly and semi-annually and annually when they hit their goals. And you can even tie compensation to it, which is always interesting, because that, you know, it's like with Juliet, I was trying to get her to hit more tennis balls the other day, and if she hit me with a ball, she got an ice cream. Well, that just lit up the whole session. You know, that we were bored, we didn't particularly having fun, and then all of a sudden it was really fun.
Game on.
And she hit me, so we had to go get ice cream. So, you know, we're all, look, we all appreciate, even if it's, you know, just recognition. We appreciate the fact that somebody noticed that we worked hard and did something, right? So, getting that organized and structured will make it easier on the leadership. I mean, there's no trick. Rob was really good at delegating. And, you know, my job was to think. And so I pretty much tried to delegate everything I could out to everybody else, and therefore allowing me to look for holes and opportunities and things like that and spend time with people. So getting everybody in the game is fun and also rewarding for them and for you. So communication wise, I would suggest you have a Zoom meeting a Monday and Friday, and that you, the Monday meeting be on the, growing the team, and that everybody have in front of them the pipeline tool, and you go through the pipeline tool, and that can be, you know, it can be the game board, you know, the game board's all about activity. So, you know, so that's where Tyler decides on kind of what activities does the team need to engage in order to reach their goals. And so when you look at the supernova multiplier, you see 7 different activities that people can engage in order to grow. And he can choose, you know, we're going to have a focus on, you know, the whoever, maybe Samantha's in charge of implementation of a 24-month calendar. So this month we're going to focus on long-term care. All right. So everybody gets a brochure on long-term care, and we talk about it. And even though it doesn't apply to 90% of our clients, 10% it does apply to, and we write 10 new contracts. Terrific. We had some activity. And then for Tyler, then he's going to do a, you know, this month we're going to have a webinar on long-term care and invite our clients and invite our CPAs and attorneys and other people to bring their clients. We're going to talk about long-term care. I'm just using long-term care as an example. I don't know if it's a great idea or a bad idea. but the idea is that you organize yourselves so you're marketing and communicating and being present in your community. And you use Zoom big time. And whether you call it Zoom or you call it something else, the idea is that this is the greatest tool, marketing tool, that's come along in the last 40 years. Everything else, you know, 40 years, 30 years ago, we were 40 years ago, we had these things, you know, video conferencing, but nobody used them. And this has taught us we can use them. They're easy. They're much more fun to use. I hate conference calls now. I mean, just your, Trent, your example was perfect, right? That was a bushwhacking that they did on you. If it had been a Zoom call, you'd have seen every person, you'd have seen their name, and you'd know exactly who they were.
Right.
They asked you a question, you'd look them in the eye and answer the question.
Right.
Now, you tell me that wouldn't have been a better experience for you. Now, just think about it. When you're working with clients and doing conference calls where they can't see you, they can't see your body language, they can't interpret anything, versus this, where I can see you, I hear you, I watch you, I see your eyes. I'll figure out whether you got it, whether you got any excitement at all from it, or we move on, right? So it's a real, don't think of it as a marketing and communications tool. So if you need to improve communications, baby, we got an easy answer for you.
Okay. Yeah, I start conducting the calls as video calls where we'll have a better sense of connectivity among the team. And also to default in client WebEx, I tend to default to having no video because I don't know if clients want to do that, but it may be wise to start defaulting to have my video on there so they can see me on there or see us on video.
Yeah, I usually
And then we don't have to put a tie on. It saves me from having to wear a collar.
All right, wear a collar and see how I'm positioned with it. The TV is kind of down a little bit, not down this much, but it's not up here. Where you're seeing just the background, right? My Marsha's cabinets in her office. You're just seeing the top of my head, so you want to bring it down so that you kind of see the top of my head. So Trent, you bring yours down more. So that's it. So you see more of you and less of whatever it is that you don't want them to see in the background. Okay. And Kim, yours is backlit. So that doesn't work. You need to have something that front lights you and you're like this, Kim.
Okay. I'm actually in the office. So that's probably why, cause the windows sit behind my computer. So I'm sitting
right there.
So
you need to turn so that you're, cause when you turn the computer, I could see you, but now I can't see you. You're a shit. Yeah.
And she has a camera on the top of her.
When we
can't use it.
When we do client calls, Rob, we do them on our computer, but like we have to know.
Well, whenever you do any call, pretend as though it's an important call.
Mm-hmm.
Just good habit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We just can't do Zoom calls on our work computers. So we have to use our personal devices.
So you're on your phone, right?
Yeah.
So normally client.
Yeah, we're on our personal iPhone.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. So our computers, the cameras are much, I think, higher and better positioned.
They are nice.
Yeah, so work, we have to use WebEx, Cisco WebEx, which is a little more clunky, but it does work. And it does have a video option. It takes a couple of steps, but it will show the camera. And I found
think you should use that, you know, use that all the time. I know it's not convenient. You don't want to be, you know, you do this for 8 hours a day and you're exhausted because you're, you know, sometimes you like to hide and turn off the video and all that. But I think you pick up things, right? You just pick up stuff when you're talking to somebody and you see them. So it's just my communications. That's what you wanted, some feedback.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's smart. You know, you want to be the people that have really embraced Zoom are killing it. Okay. The teams that I'm, you know, everybody's always asked me, what are other teams doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? You know, what are they doing? I always say, well, they're killing it with Zoom. Okay. They're doing webinars, you know, Zoominars or webinars. You know, what the teams that were doing marketing through not webinars, but in-person seminars, are doing webinars now. And so the teams that aren't, but the teams that were pretty successful are. And some teams are very effective in terms of working with each other using this tool, but also talking to clients. So,
primarily, I think Skype has helped us quite a bit too. We communicate among the team via Skype very effectively, and we'll watch each other's screens from that periodically.
Yeah, and you want to get good at being able to, you know, present things on the webinars, right? So you do a, you know, you, and I'm sure you guys use that.
It takes practice. We have one coming up though, 2 week, what is it, a week from Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have a live webinar on socially, it's Eventide, it's a fun family that's socially responsible, but they performed really well. That's a good thing about it. They've done really well as a money manager. And we're trying something different where we're sending, since it is about social impact and considering where you put your funds. And it gets back to what you were saying earlier about our community involvement. There's power in alignment when your life aligns, going back to LGE, when your life aligns with your values and how you're spending your money. So we're going to send a kit of items that are socially aware companies, of a little like gift box. They say the challenge I've heard from Zoom is connecting with people and making it interactive. Some of the most successful people have been like magicians, where they connect and they ask people questions and it's a two-way street. They said the real downside of webinars and Zoom is when it's a one-way lecture or just a presentation with no interaction. So what we hope to do through this, and we got the idea from the mutual fund company, is we have basically some local coffee, and we have a coffee mug that we're sending where you have a code on the bottom and it shows what social cause you're supporting by buying that mug. And, what was the other? We're including a few items in there. Endangered species chocolate. Endangered species chocolate. We're trying an event. We've got the challenge though is we've had 12 registrations so far. So it's hard to find a good time that works for a lot of people. But
yeah,
if we
it's
can
like, get yeah, it's really like good advertising. You gotta do them just like running an ad in the newspaper. You do it over and over and over, and gradually you increase the size of your audience because they like it and they tell people, and then you have more and more and more. And so but you can't do one. An experiment is an experiment, okay? And you gotta believe in the concept of networking and marketing and using social media in order to grow, right? So you can waste a lot of time. And is it better than some? That's why I say there's 7 different strategies. But particularly in communicating with clients, and particularly in communicating with each other, I think it's really important. Mm-hmm. Do you like the idea of having roles and responsibilities?
Yes. Absolutely a good idea.
I like that.
Good. I got one yes. I got
Samantha. Absolutely.
Samantha, Trent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler? Yep. Okay. So what I would suggest doing, and you don't have to settle this now, but have a meeting, decide who's best suited, you probably already know, for what role and responsibility, but maybe think about it about, like I said, you know, with Samantha, maybe she's in charge of implementation, where Trent is, you know, always been in charge of the investment process, but maybe you give Samantha the chance to lead it, you know.
Right. How we've had it thus far is we thought a great application or a great way for Samantha to work in is relationship management, which is basically brand management. So personalizing how we address all of our clients, making sure we have the right information on everyone, communicating with them, getting to know the clients. So that's where we've begun. She's been pulled off in the bank project here and there. So that's back on now, unfortunately. And then Tyler is marketing and business development. Kim has led up our planning and as far as the financial planning. And then on implementation, I think Tyler and I work pretty closely together, and really all of us. And Kim, especially with her expertise on fixed income. is brings great insight.
Somebody's got to be in charge, and each one of these, right. You can't have shared responsibility when it comes to accountability.
Right. So I lead up that. I lead up the investment implementation. And then the admin, as far as the client service model, the CAs have really taken ownership of that. It's interesting that they set their own goal in this year's goals of 3 outgoing calls per week on digital adoption to clients. So it's interesting when they have ownership, they set high goals and work toward it.
So you're going to give them the responsibility to do this capacity issue?
That's a good question. We did realign clients, 3-4 months ago, and I guess we just have to reevaluate if we're ready for another round of that. I think the FAs would probably have to decide. And
I would give it to them. Let them decide. They're the ones with the problem.
That's a good point, Rob. I think the hard part is they do so much for clients, and they do so well interacting with families, that there's a certain connectivity that they don't want to give up those relationships. That's what we've run into. So it's a good problem to have.
Right. That's the same as you guys. You know, this $50,000 account gave me a chance when I first got started, and I can't give them up, you know, and no. I mean, they're the same thing. It's like, yeah, we love you. You got too many clients.
Yeah.
You know,
we went through about a 6-month process last year getting one household off the books. But it's worth it. It's an airplane with limited capacity.
But you gotta be
200 first class seats.
You gotta be, let them work on it and see if they can solve it. Cause then you don't have to. And they'll come up with ideas that you won't think about because they're the people doing it. But if they have the issue, give it back to them and say, good, congratulations. And put Samantha in charge of it and say, okay, Samantha, you're in charge, but I want them to come up with the answers. Okay, you're in charge of brand management. And Linda's your point person. She's the most senior. And she knows what's going on, and she comes up with a solution. And then you guys come back and say, okay, we're realigning account assignments. And, you know, Linda can't only do so much, so she's giving these to this and these to this and these to this. And we're spreading it out, and everybody's going to do more. And, yes, it was hard, but guess what? We'll get over it. The other thing is to make sure, you know, one of the things that I did was subtly – I made a list of the CAs in the office and the FAs in the office. And what I wanted to do is make sure my best CAs were lined up with my best FAs. And that's how you guys ended up with Linda years ago. I mean, it was a kind of a longer process than that. And we never said you got to move. We just were like, okay, this is a weird one. You know, best CA is with a really low producer over here. When something happens, she's going up here. Okay. So we knew they're considered our best CAs, and our goal eventually was to have them working with our best. It's a consciousness thing. You don't have to take any immediate action. And that's the same thing you should be doing, is thinking, okay, my best CAs are with my best clients, right? Are they aligned with the best clients? And because there is a difference in all humans, right? Some people have different talents than others. So, you know, so are we really aligned? But you're not taking Linda away from us, okay, under any circumstances.
Definitely not.
So yeah, I think that would, so if you can get that aligned, assign your problems. Don't you try and fix them. You don't know how. I don't know how. You know, I can think maybe, but give me some stuff to make a decision on. I can't make a decision unless I have all the facts and can figure things out. So, you know, assign the situation. communications is a matter of you want checklists. There's your checklist. We're going to have a meeting on Monday. We're going to have a meeting on Friday. We've got this. We've got this. We've got this. We've got, monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, boom, boom, boom. And accountability for everything. Checklist, checklist, checklist. You'll do great. You're already good at it. I mean, it's just a matter of maybe tidying things up a little. That's all. And getting them off your desk and Kim's desk and onto other people's desks that want responsibility, need it, and are looking forward to demonstrating. And they're not going to be perfect. And that's the game, you know. That's what coaching is about. We don't expect perfect. We expect good effort. And come to us when there's an issue, when you don't know the answer. The advantage we all have is we've been doing this a long time. You know, we've been in the business. We're not bankers. Nothing, there's anything wrong with bankers. Samantha, what is going on with the bank thing? Are you not, you can, is that like an octopus or something that grabs you? And
what? Quicksand.
What is it?
Yeah, they pulled me and I'm.
How do you allow that? I mean, how does anybody in your team allow that? What's going on? I don't understand. They would never do that to me.
Yeah, nobody got a choice.
Good question.
What do you mean nobody got a choice? What are you talking about?
Our market executive said that they told him who they wanted and they didn't, like, he didn't make any decision on it.
And they're in the bank training programs, was FADP, Financial Advisor Development Program. So they're technically employees of the bank now. So the bank can pull them away. Oh, and yeah. Then the other side, Samantha's being modest about this, but she did such a good job on it last time. And that's why they wouldn't let the Merrill people come back, because the Merrill people were so much more effective than the other people that were on the program so far. So they brought Samantha back in as running part of the project now. So Samantha's a supervisor. She's become a valued part of the team. So they really like having the Merrill people over there at this point. But that should end up by May, we're hoping.
At the latest. Pass another stimulus bill, so we'll see.
Are you allowed to steal clients from them or get something out of this?
No. That was like the one thing they said. They said we can't write their names down or anything to go back to them.
I don't know, guys. Brave new world. Congratulations for doing a terrific job. Just sorry that the team that's basically owns you can't use you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, wow. It's the whole program.
When do you graduate?
So I was supposed to start my 24 months in January, but when I got pulled from the bank program, I don't start my 24 months until I'm out of that. So, I'm out of the development stage and all of that. So I just start TFA whenever I'm out of the bank program.
So it sounds like you just got hyperspaced out of the Starship Enterprise and you're in Never Never Land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was beamed down to the Planet Bank.
Right.
We're trying to get her back aboard the craft here soon.
Wow. All right. So do we have enough? Do we have enough strategy to go on to make this a valuable call?
Yes.
Well, what I was going to say though, absolutely, was when Samantha, I think one area where they were reasonable is they're allowing Sam and Kim to come in at the same time. At one point they held off on that, and that we just went ballistic on that they wouldn't let the two of them work together. But it seems that when the two of you are working together, it's really helping both of you. It's helping the team tremendously of having the three of them there with Linda, or the two of them and Linda there at the same time. The office is very productive while they're there.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a really spectacular year. So you're all Barron's 50 or Barron's 100s or... I know.
1200, I think it is. Or the Forbes. Kim and I were both on the Forbes. I don't know if Barron's has come out yet. That should be this month sometime.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's good. I don't know what other goals I can help you set. It's got to be something else. We'll think about that.
Well, but that's a great idea on the CA. Let them lead the reassignment. Embrace Zoom, embrace video calls and video meetings as a way to connect with clients. And that's what we're hoping to do through this upcoming meeting is find, make it more connect, a true connection, not just a lecture through video or conference call, but a way to really connect with our clients and then expand that. We hadn't really thought of using it for marketing. This is more for a client event at this point, but there are ways that we can market that through social media when we have these in the future.
Oh, sure. Yeah. LinkedIn is, you know, LinkedIn is a tool to find people and to identify opportunities. Money in motion, you know, the old famous money in motion, people retiring, people, you know, getting a new job, people being promoted, HR directors moving from one place to another, all really important things. And, you know, that I don't think you need to be posting all the time, but a lot of the teams I'm working with have a person that on their team through their company that is working on the on social media all the time for the team. So it's something to consider. It improves your visibility, your marketing. And I think it ends up, you know, we pick up a couple of clients a year through it, at Supernova. Most of our business comes through people reading the book and then getting in touch with Cindy and then we, you know, we do business with them. So, you know, being out there in the market is important for us. And as you get these Barron's designations and Forbes designations, you want to use those to, people will actually call in and want you as a FA because of that. You don't want to minimize that on LinkedIn and other places. You want to make that fairly prominent. Okay.
Great ideas as always.
Well, let's see some of them come to work, come to fruition. We'll see how good they are. Humility is a good thing periodically. You know, you need a little humility. And the stock market's giving me some, so I'm a little more sanguine than I typically am. I'm a little nervous.
This business keeps us humble. That's one good thing about it.
I mean, it's good. It's good.
It's confounding.
I know it is. It's always a puzzle,
which makes it a challenge even more fun.
Anyway, all right. Well, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next quarter. Right? We're doing quarterly.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Rob. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you guys.